Time for Gavin to go, and we're going to talk to one of the fellas who wants to replace him. It's Armstrong and Getty Extra Large.
Because 4 hours simply
isn't enough. This is Armstrong and Getty Extra Large.
At the time that we're recording this, we're a day away from California reopening. I'm using my finger quotes, reopening, because it depends on where you live, how much opening will be happening. And why we waited till now, I have no freaking idea.
Well, let's talk about that and other things with Kevin Faulkner. He was the two-time mayor of San Diego, one of the few Republicans to be a Republican, I'm sorry, to be a mayor in the last 20 years or so in California. Kevin, how are you, sir?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Listen, I see the polls, and they say that people don't even want the recall to happen. Why does Gavin Newsom have to go? Let's talk about that first.
I'll tell you guys, we've talked about it before. The anger and the frustration, it's an absolute recall on his failures. And we can go down the list. The fact that our public schools are still not fully reopened in California, the fact that we have the second highest unemployment, skyrocketing homelessness, and of course, the fact that our state was open and shut 5 and 6 different times because of his conflicting metrics. And this cuts across, you know, all parts of the state, all partisanship. Folks are ready for a change at the top. And there's no doubt in my mind that when they go to the polls sometime this fall, they're going to absolutely support this recall.
Well, and the way Gavin Newsom is holding on to his emergency powers has people in his own party upset.
Well, yeah, and look, we saw that last week. Everybody's scratching their head saying, well, wait, once again, Gavin Newsom says one thing and does another, particularly on the emergency powers, either we're going to be open or not. And all these, you know, extra caveats, I think, has everybody rightfully concerned that look, here we go again. Remember back in February when the governor said schools were going to be open, and they weren't. Private schools were open all year in California because those schools report to parents, but yet our public schools that ultimately report to Gavin Newsom have remained closed for absolutely no reason. And, you know, in talking to so many parents, you know, that again, that anger and frustration is real and rightfully so.
Do you have any idea? I mean, like the school stuff, our theory was, and I think it's right, is it was an opportunity for teachers unions to get more money for the schools. And if it can go in for whatever reason, but once they get it into a pot of money, they'll spend it however the hell they want over coming years. But what motivates Gavin Newsom to want to keep us all in masks and restaurants closed for so long? What's his motivation?
Well, and there's no reason for it. And look, and I think you hit the nail on the head. And the fact that private schools, teachers were safely teaching and kids were safely learning. And yet our public schools, because Gavin Newsom wouldn't do the right thing for our kids, wouldn't do the right thing for our parents. And the fact that we are the slowest state in the nation to reopen our public schools, and as we are talking about this morning, they're still not fully reopened. And look, I my frustration comes not just as a candidate for governor, but as a dad with two kids in public school. And I think when you add all of this on top of the fact that, you know, things continue to go in the wrong direction here in California, one party rule has not been working. It is time for that competition of ideas, and it's, you know, time for somebody, you know, who can roll up their sleeves, get to work, stop the rampant homelessness that we have in California like we did in San Diego. So I think you add all those things together, people are ready for that change.
Hey, just as you were talking, a TV commercial for you came up on the TV. Man, I like that slow motion walking down the sidewalk. You look like a man in charge.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, listen, I want to get to the bums and junkies in a minute, but before we get to that, let's talk about emergency powers in general and the way they've been exercised during the COVID flap. Should the Constitution change? Should the court step in? I mean, Placer County, for instance, I don't remember if they sued or just threatened to sue. Yeah. They cited the specific wording in the state constitution as to what an emergency is, and there's not an emergency. And yet the governor's emergency powers continue. What needs to change?
Well, I absolutely agree. And I'll add one more. We've had a legislature that has absolutely not put any checks and balances on this governor. And I think it's been shameful. And the fact that so many Californians have had to go to court, guys, to actually get some of these things overturned, like religious gatherings in our churches. How do we change it? We change it at the top. You know, Gavin Newsom loved this power that he's been able to do. And he cannot use it judiciously. He's been wrong in time and time again. And so, look, I think that that's you know, it's time for the courts to step in because the legislator's not going to do anything. But I think what's more important is we vote yes on this recall, and we get our state back on track.
All right, to the bums and junkies. You have folks who are down on their luck. They're trying to get things turned around. Maybe they're staying in a shelter. They're doing all the right things. God bless those people. I understand that some of my tax dollars might go to help them in some way. But so many of the so-called homeless are bums and junkies living in the tent cities. What does Kevin Faulkner do or try to get going to deal with that problem?
Well, I did not allow 10 encampments on the sidewalk in San Diego, which we've talked about, and we have to take this statewide. And this is an issue that I feel so strongly about and so passionately about. And look, you have to have the political will. You can throw all the money in the world at this gentleman, but if you do not have the political will that says it's not okay to let somebody live in a tent encampment, do heroin and methamphetamine without any consequences, you're not going to have that change. We had a change in San Diego, and we put up a shelter system. I picked the locations. But I made a deal with the neighborhood. I said it's going to be cleaner and safer with the shelter than before it was there. And to back that up, I created a new division within the San Diego Police Department, Neighborhood Policing Division. I enforced quality of life in San Diego, and guess what? It made a huge difference because we care about people enough not to let them die in tent encampments on our sidewalk. We reduced homelessness, the only big city in California where we actually reduced it by double digits. I am going to take that exact same approach and philosophy statewide because what we are seeing in our great state is an explosion of homelessness and nobody with the political will to actually do anything about it.
I personally, and this is anecdotal evidence, it's not proof of anything, but I personally know more people in the last year that moved out of California than got COVID.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that. And again, back to we're losing population because it's just flat out too expensive. Some of the highest gas taxes, you know, in the country. And the fact that people can look around and guys, you name the state, right? It's Texas, it's Nevada, Florida, Utah, Tennessee, on down the list. Where people look at what the price of housing can be and others. And yet we have a governor now who doesn't seem to think that there's even a problem. And when all of these companies and jobs are leaving, it's this thought of, well, you know, we'll just kind of replace them with who knows what. No, it is time to make that change. It's time to have a governor that says it's not about raising taxes like Newsom wants to do. It's about reducing real taxes in California so families can afford to actually stay here.
What about the spectacular cost of housing? Does the government have any role in dealing with that?
It does. You have to have common sense. And that's the approach that I took as mayor, which is to say, here's where we want the housing. And, you know, you have to have more of it in the areas that it makes sense along our major transportation corridors and then make it actually easier to build it. So you don't have to take, you know, over a year and a half just to get a permit. And so, look, I think there's a lot of things that the governor can do, should do. This governor isn't doing. Again, I think it falls into a pattern of Newsom will get up and talk for an hour on a particular topic in rhetoric. And then at the end of the day, you'll say, what did he just say? It's time for some common sense. It's time for somebody, like I said, who's rolled up their sleeves, got it done in the second largest city in California. And yes, as a proud Republican who worked my entire tenure as mayor with a majority Democrat city council, very good about going out and winning the argument publicly and then winning the vote. That's what's been missing in Sacramento. And I think that's why people across the state, across the political spectrum, want a change at the top to actually get us back on track.
Kevin Faulkner, great note to end on. Well said. Good to talk to you. We'll stay in touch.
Gentlemen, thank you. Look forward to next time. Thank you.
Yep. Sam went to a pool party for one of his best friends over the weekend. They're moving to Texas.
Wow.
And I got to believe that a lot of people that haven't considered moving, it's because they don't, you know, I hate to say it this way, you don't know any better. You've never lived anywhere else or you don't like, you know, have friends that live somewhere else. Because if you knew, if you've spent your whole life in California, you might not know that gas is half as much everywhere else. What a house costs other places. That there aren't bums freaking everywhere in most other states.
Right, right. You know what troubles me, though, and it was what I was trying to express in my very first question to Kevin, was polls show, you know, pretty substantial numbers of Californians say, Why would we recall Gavin Newsom? They just have no idea how crappy he is and how awful his leadership's been. See, you got to inform. Look around.
I'm
good
pretty
Lord.
Crappy. I ate an early dinner, but I'm still crappy.
Extra large.